gabrielcatholic.com.
Welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820's CCL Football Game of the Week. The CCL Football Game of the Week is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Your play-by-play announcer tonight is Randy Reinhart, along with color analyst Coach Larry Wolf. Tonight's matchup features Bishop Reedy taking on Wes Jefferson at Fortress Field. And now here's Randy Reinhart and Larry Wolf with the CCL Football Game of the Week.
It's a big night for small school powers. West Jeff can sport four real and mythical trophies on their mantle, and Reedy cashed in some 36 years ago. If history is to repeat for either school, the next hurdle awaits tonight. A former mentor of the Silver Knights is Larry Wolf. And, Coach, what are your thoughts before week number two of the season here?
These are two great high school football programs going head-to-head, and they ought to play every day, every week of every year because this is special. They're 10 miles apart, and they're both great football programs. I'm looking for the old-fashioned knock-them-down, drag-them-out football game.
With that being said, they won't play again for the next few years.
See, that's how it goes. Shows you what I know.
When we come back, you'll hear from both head coaches, but first we'll step aside on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
It's time to experience the new look of Lincoln at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus. Like the all-new 2020 Lincoln Aviator, the luxurious midsize SUV with seating for seven, or the new Lincoln Navigator with spacious second and third row seating, 450 horsepower engine, and state-of-the-art technology. And at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus, we believe there's no greater luxury than your time. That's why every new Lincoln comes with complimentary pickup and delivery for all service. Experience Lincoln for yourself. Bob Boyd Lincoln, I-270 and Sawmill Road, or at lincolnofcolumbus.com.
Now's the perfect time to pursue your master's degree at Ohio Dominican University. Ohio Dominican's high-demand graduate programs in business, healthcare administration, education, and sport management will equip you with the skills you need to advance your career. With courses available 100% online and on campus during the evening, you can choose how, when, and where you earn your master's degree. Classes start soon. Apply now at ohiodominican.edu/grad.
Hey, it's Randy here with Dan Tolan, the owner of the Metal Roof Company. And Dan, maybe I want to get metal roofing, but I know my homeowners association is kind of fussy. Is there any option there?
Sure is, Randy. You call 721-ROOF and you let us come out and put a stone-coated stamp steel metal roof on your house with the look of shingles.
What's the financing like on that?
How about 0%, Randy? Does that hurt your feelings?
No, it does not. Can I get an insurance discount?
Sure can.
Call 614-721-ROOF or hit the net at
themetalroofcompany.com.
Becoming a member of Education First Credit Union is easier than you think. If you're hearing this message, you are probably eligible to join our credit union.
As an Education First member, we are committed to providing you with the best financial products and services, including checking, savings, and money market accounts, investment services, mortgages, auto loans, credit cards, and more.
Three convenient locations, Westerville, Reynoldsburg, and downtown Columbus. For more information, please stop in or visit us online at educu.org.
Education First Credit Union is an equal housing lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
And welcome back to the pregame show. Joined now by the head coach of the Rough Riders, Coach Bisher. And when you look at your team this year, Sean, what makes you smile the most when you think about this squad?
Well, the fact that we're veteran-oriented. We got a lot of returning starters. Also on the offensive and defensive line, we're senior-dominated. And we feel like any time you can go to war with, 18-year-old men up front instead of, 15- to 16-year-old boys, you got a chance to be successful.
When you take a look at this team, the one thing that stands out is the fact that you had the conference player of the year last year in Gabe Jones. What does he offer you as a running back?
Well, he's explosive. I mean, he does give us a lot of big plays, but the thing that they're proudest of him right now, he seems to be consistent in all three phases. He's getting the tough yards as well. So if he continues to grow and build off the success he's had in the past, he's got a chance to have a good year.
There's a guy at quarterback that seems to share the same last name as you. What can you tell us about Tyler Bisher at quarterback?
Well, he's a hard worker. I mean, being a coach's son is not always the easiest thing in the world. Not only do you have to come home and probably deal with dad in terms of, holding you accountable, not only at practice, but when you get to the house, but you also got to live up to expectations. But, he understands the game. He works hard mentally. He gets us in and out of the right plays, and he's progressed throughout the course of this offseason, so he's hoping to have a good year.
Talk about your defense. A slight variation since last we saw you. You go to the 4-2-5. Why do you like that on defense?
Well, we felt like it made us a little bit more athletic our league is very spread oriented. We felt like it was a little bit of a better fit, but you know, there's a lot of similarities between the 4-2-5 and the 4-3, especially in the front four. So we didn't have to wholesale change some things. So it's been an easy transition for our kids and for our staff.
What stands out about your defense in your eyes?
We run the ball. I mean, that's the one thing I can say that we're pretty consistent on. I mean, we still, like any other phase, we got areas we're trying to grow and get better in early in the year from a technique standpoint and an alignment and assignment standpoint. But the one thing I can't fault with this group is their effort. They run each and every day.
And finally, let's talk about the matchup tonight against the Silver Knights. What do you have to do to be successful in this contest?
Well, we got to make sure that we take care of the football. I mean, we can't give them short fields. I mean, they got some explosive athletes. Coach Cutler does a great job. I mean, they're going to be technique sound, and on film they look to be very physical. So we know we're going to have a test to stop their run. We do, and we feel like their offensive defensive line is definitely the strength of their team. They got a returning running back that has had a lot of success in his career, and they got good athletes on both sides. So you know, this is a great challenge against a great team, and you know, we're ready for this. I mean, this is kind of where we are right now. We had a great preseason in terms of who we scrimmaged, and we're looking forward to having one that counts against a good opponent too.
Final question: which is more difficult, head coach, parent of a football player, or dean of students?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, I can tell you that the most important job I have, the most important job anybody has, is being a parent. You know, I don't have a parent of a football player, but being a parent and, you know, trying to make sure your kids are becoming good people. So I don't know if, you know, being a parent's probably the toughest, I mean, to be honest.
Good luck tonight, Dad.
All right, thank you.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Hi, I'm Mike DeAndrea from Miracle Motor Mart. Did you know that 2 years ago in the United States, auto dealers leased more cars that year than in any other year? Now these lease returns are coming back, and because there are so many vehicles available, prices are low. Check out our website at MiracleMotorMart.com and view around 400 vehicles well below normal retail value. Interest rates and prices are at all-time lows, so it is a great time to buy a car at MiracleMotorMart.com.
I went to Catholic school all the way through high school, so when it came time to look at colleges, I wanted to continue my faith journey. Ohio Dominican University is the perfect choice for me. Grounded in the Catholic Dominican tradition, the classes are small and the professors here really care about my success. My Catholic faith is important to me, and I've grown in my faith during my time at ODU. Ohio Dominican helped me connect my passion with God's purpose for my life. To learn more, click on ohiodominican.edu.
We at Solazzo Marble and Granite cheer on our Catholic high school teams. We are Ohio's premier provider of gorgeous marble, granite, travertine, and stone tile with the largest selections in the area. Our stone experts are knowledgeable and professional with a 50-year reputation for completing projects on time and on budget. Visit our warehouse and personally select the right stone for your home. Online at solazzomarble.com.
Stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Kevin Smith help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Kevin Smith handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can earn you discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus today and get to a better state with State Farm.
Welcome back to the pregame show, joined now by the head coach of the Silver Knights, Joel Cutler. And I'm not hearkening back to the past. He is back again as the head coach of the Silver Knights. Coach, first of all, congratulations. And why the decision to lead Reedy one more time?
Well, thank you. You know, we're blessed to be back and excited to be back. When the opportunity arose, when Brian resigned, felt it was an opportunity to again lead young men purposefully in our faith, as well as an opportunity to win some ball games and compete for a state championship.
Well, talk about the team. A big week one for you guys. On the road, you have to travel about 3 hours, take on Genoa, and you get the win. How big was that to start the season?
That's a big win. I was really impressed how our staff and our players handled a long road trip of nearly 3 hours. They handled it with class. class, and we talked about it being a business trip the whole time. And we got up there, and we had a little adversity getting there, but handled it like champs. And then we got up there, and we executed the game plan, and they did it really well with energy and excitement. And the Silver Knights came out on top on that one.
Talk about your offense. We know about Jack Foley, but Darius Parham now runs the offense. What does he bring to this team?
You know, Darius, he's a point guard for the basketball team, and decided he was going to play football this year. He had not played in a couple years, and he's used to those decision-making scenarios on the court that you can't recreate in a weight room or anywhere else. So he has a strong sense of taking care of the football and making plays, and he does both of those things really well. I'm real excited about his progress, and when I asked him in the summer on a camp day, what's his top priority for our team, and he said leadership, I was even more impressed with the young man about what he knew he had to do for us to be successful.
Let's talk about your defense. What can we hear tonight from the Silver Knights on defense?
Tonight you're going to see a lot of excitement. You're going to see us run to the football and pursue with great intensity and tenacity, because that's what we do. Silver Knights, we do like to get after people from time to time. But I think you'll see it's also a disciplined group that's pretty good at communicating to put ourselves in a good situation, you know, play in and play out.
And finally, keys to victory tonight. What do you have to do to beat the Rough Riders?
First thing tonight is we got to kick the ball well. I'm a big proponent, like I was last week, of kicking the ball and covering kicks well, and that's priority for us tonight. Eliminating our own errors, turnovers, and penalties, and we got to find Gabe Jones. Gabe Jones is one heck of a running back and a special player, and we got to do our best to shut down the run.
Coach, welcome back.
Hey, thank you. Go Knights.
More of the pregame show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jeff here from Custom Air. Early in his career, the president of Custom Air noticed the peers he respected always did three things well. They took care of their customers, retained good employees, and earned respect in the community. At Custom Air, we follow these same principles, and it all starts with our team members. You'll find our employees are committed to quality, customer service, and trust with each and every one of our customers. It's the way we do things. That's the Custom Air way. Custom Air, custom solutions, custom comfort.
Have you been thinking about completing your college degree? There's no better time than right now at Ohio Dominican University. Ohio Dominican offers bachelor's degrees in accounting, business, and risk management. And because courses are available online or on campus during the evening, you can work towards your degree around your schedule. Looking to advance your career in logistics? Ohio Dominican also offers a certificate in supply chain management, 100% online. Classes start soon. Apply today at ohiodominican.edu/adult.
WVSG Columbus, Ohio. This is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Perfection. That's what Central Ohio's seven area Catholic teams were last week as they combined for a record of 7-0. Can they keep the momentum rolling in week two? We will find out in just a couple minutes. Hello, everybody. I'm Ryan Baker. Welcome to the CCL Football Game of the Week as Bishop Reedy takes on Wes Jefferson at Fortress Field. Let's get you ready for week two for the area Catholic teams. Hartley is on the road down at Wheelersburg. Watterson's taking on Marion Local at Ohio Dominican University. DeSales is on the road at Dublin Jerome, and St. Charles hosts Eastmore tonight. Tomorrow night, Columbus Academy heads to Newark Catholic to face the Green Wave, and Fisher Catholic welcomes Crestline to Fulton Field. Don't forget, get all the scores after the game tonight with the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. Let's head to Fortress Field to Randy Reinhardt and Larry Wolf for tonight's CCL Football Game of the Week.
Ryan, thank you so much. Low 70s as we start the contest. Cloudy skies, winds out of the north-northwest at 5 miles an hour. Wes Jeff won the toss. They deferred, so Reedy will receive going left to right in the blue jerseys and blue pants trimmed in silver with silver helmets. The Rough Riders, the brown pants, the gold numerals, the brown stripes, and the gold, brown, and white helmets here for week number two. Larry, a lot of anticipation for this contest. Two teams have played in week number one, and we saw Wes Jeff pound Laughlin to the tune of 53-7. Meanwhile,
Bishop Reedy goes on the road to take on Genoa area, and a team that was a juggernaut last year, Final Four, they beat on the road to the Silver Knights 24-7. Mason Cordetti ready to boot it. And here we go. Much anticipated small school battle underway in week number two. There's the boot, and the kick is going to hit at the 9, and return will start from the 5 across the 10, near side, 15 up the 20, all the way up to the 21-yard line on the return for the Silver Knights, and that's where they will start this first drive of this contest after a return of some 14 yards. So first and 10, Silver Knights. And we have evaporated about 4 seconds off the clock. Your offensive line looks like this. It is Cale Den up front with Nick Kamer, Josh Baum as the center, Jacob Robinson, and Thomas Stiltner. The wideout, P.J. Daniel. The tight end is Donovan Sanders. In the slot, it's Tyrese Hudson. Quarterback is Darius Parham. The running backs are Jawan McGowan and Jack Foley when they go to a two-back look. This time they have a slot man to the top, one wide to either side. Parham from the gun wants to throw on first down. And looks and has his man across the middle. Pass is complete across the 40, out to the 42-yard line. Donovan Sanders makes the catch and has more than enough for a Silver Knight first down. Defensively for West Jeff, Brian Fortune handles that. It's a 4-2-5 with Dylan Lambert. Brenton Robertson, Josh Hahn, and Nick West up front. Linebackers are Zach Hahn and Tommy Fuller. The rover is Tyler Oberle. The corners are Justin Hooker and Adam Hitzman. The safeties are Blade Wolf, love that name, and MJ Book. Nice gain of about 21 on the play. First and 10 from the 42-yard line. We've played just about 30 seconds of this first quarter. Two backs, one to either side of Arm in the backfield, and the handoff around the left side up to the 45, maybe the 46-yard line. Nice gain for Jack Foley on first down. We've seen what Jack has done the last couple of years, and Larry, you hope he can just pick it up even more his senior campaign.
He's just so quick. He's one of those little running backs that can just stop and start on a dime, and he's powerful. He drags people with him, so it's not just like he's fleet-footed. He can stick you, too.
Omar Dia is a wide out. They're going to triple stack him, one behind the other to the bottom of the set, one back in the backfield. That's Foley to the left of Parham on this second down play, second and about 6, and Foley gets ahead of steam going, tries to turn the corner, and he cannot. Brought down back around the 44-yard line. Good lateral pursuit that time by West Jeff to make the hit back around the 44-yard line.
Reedy ran the triple stack to the right this time, and they tried to outflank West Jeff, but West Jeff did a nice job of pursuing down the line, and they actually threw him for about a 2-yard loss.
As Dylan Lambert makes the hit on the play, the defensive end last week. One solo, one assist, one tackle for a loss. A loss of a couple. Speaking of losses, it's now 3rd down and 8 near hash for Reedy, and they need 8 yards. They go with 3 wide to the top. Widest to that side now is P.J. Daniels. Parham from the gun, straight back now, rolls left, looks downfield, throws it on the run, and the pass just overthrown inside the 35-yard line and around the 33. If the receiver keeps running his route, I think it's right on target, but he looked back and then did about a 270 spin on the play, and the pass falls incomplete.
He was open, they had a chance, and that ball was lofted just about right. It might have been a tad long to begin with, but if he had kept going, I think he might have had a chance to get a hand on it.
Tyrese Hudson, the intended receiver, so now it's 4th down and 8 for the Silver Knights. And the guy that handles all the kicking for them is A.J. Craddock. He will retreat inside the 35-yard line. One man wide at the top, which you just mentioned, too, is Omar Dia. He's got blazing speed. West Jeff was a player short. Now they bring the last guy on. He lines up on the wing to the bottom. And Craddock will get it off, and booms a punt inside the 25-yard line. Let's see where they mark it out of bounds, though, as he kicks it towards the sidelines. Wait for the linesman to come our way and walk up, and he's going to say the 15-yard line. That was a generous spot.
Very generous. The ball hit about the 20-yard line out of bounds. Maybe it probably crossed the sideline about the 22, but the back judge or the referee who was behind the kicker took off running, so they had no spot.
41 yards on the punt. First and 10 West Jeff now from the 15-yard line. Interior 5 for the Rough Riders. Josh Hahn, Corey Hart, Shane Baumgartner, Brenton Robertson, and John Stevenson. Wide out, Tyler Oberle along with MJ Book and Kyle Scott. Quarterback is Tyler Bisher. The H-back is Dylan Lambert. And the tailback, the player of the year in their league, Gabe Jones. Jones to the right now, the quarterback, Fisher, the son of the head coach. Jones gets the handoff and burrows his way up from the 15 to about the 17. He'll pick up 2 on the play, 2nd down and 8. We should mention from the get-go, first of all, the clock is microscopic here on the scoreboard. And also, Wes Jefferson is doing their imitation of Beechcroft now with light yellow numerals that blend into a creamy background on their jerseys.
So second down, we'll call it seven, actually. We'll give them a gain of three on the play to the 18-yard line. Second and seven from there with two wide and a slot to the top, one to the bottom. Bisher looks left now across the middle, has time. Now opts to roll and run and take it right up the gut up to the 24-yard line where he's brought down about a half yard shy of the stick. So it'll be third down and less than one now for the Rough Riders. Hit made on the play for Bishop Reedy by Thomas Stiltner.
A couple of things that we need to look at. Can this Bishop Reedy defense stand up to the size of this West Jeff offense? West Jeff goes 250, 295, 295, 290, and 300 across the front. They're big, they're strong, they're physical, and they got good running back behind them.
And they're returning starters for the most part, too, in that defensive line and the offensive line for the Rough Riders.
And you were very polite saying we can't see their numbers. That was a very nice way of saying it.
Third and one. Backs offset now. Second man through, gets the handoff, and bouncing it is Jones, and he's got the first down across the 30, the 35, but there's a flag down resting at the 33-yard line, and a second flag just came out, too. I wonder if the second one might be a sideline warning, perhaps. We'll see what the first one is. Paul Bultheiser is our referee, and Mr. Bultheiser is going to confer right now with Ben Schreiber and Robert Buscemi, Zach Green, and Josh Phillips.
Can you get two sideline warnings on one play?
No.
Oh, you can.
Let's see what the calls are. First one is a sideline warning against Reedy. In fact, that is the call. So two different people saw it. So in essence, Larry, thanks for the question. You can get two. Now on with the countdown. First down. Little Casey Kasem for you there.
Sideline violation.
And now there must be a second penalty, too. And there's a personal foul called as well, too. So
they get out of bounds.
Yeah. So that's going to mark it across midfield near hash all the way down to the Silver Knight 46-yard line.
Well, the Reedy defense did a nice job of boogering that up to begin with. The running back just bounced it to the outside, and there was nobody left.
Jones, the lone back now for Bisher. Bisher, the quarterback, 5'11", 150 last week, 6 of 7 passing, 144 yards, and made the six completions count as four went for touchdowns. They readjust the wing to more like an H-back now in the backfield on his first and 10 from the 46-yard line. Bisher with time. Looking long, far side of the field, and the ball up for grabs and caught inside the 20 and down to the 18-yard line. He just floated that pass out there, and the wideout just had to wait for the ball to come down and make the catch.
Omar Diaz was on the defense there, and he just got his eyes in the backfield. He lost sight of the receiver, and the receiver just ran right by him.
So first and 10, marked the ball at the 19-yard line. They'll keep it on the ground, and Jones will bounce it to the outside, gets it inside the 15, down around the 14-yard line before a scrum breaks out, and they push him back.
Reedy cannot allow Wes Jefferson to do both pass and run the football when they want. I mean, that was a simple just pitch and catch. Get one-on-one coverage and just throw it over the top. And if they can run the football effectively and throw when they want, it could be a long, long evening for the Silver Knights.
So a gain of five on the play. Second and five now for the Rough Riders. They play in the Ohio Heritage Conference North.
Sure they do.
Has pretty much no affiliation to Central Ohio, I might add, too. Second down and five. Second man through, gets a hand up. Big gap inside the 15, inside the 10, all the way down to the 5, and maybe the 4-yard line. A steady dose of Gabe Jones once again. It'll be first and goal, Rough Riders.
Well, the Rough Riders have the ability right now to just run downhill, and Reedy's going to have to do something to stop that. That time, he had a great kickout block on the edge. The defense end came up the field. He's got to close that down and squeeze it hard.
First and goal, West Jeff from the Reedy 5-yard line. 7:36 left to go in the first quarter. Jones has got it, and he gets a yard, and that's it. Stacked up right near the line of scrimmage. Great job by the middle of that Bishop Reedy defense. Jacob Metz, the middle linebacker.
Yeah, Metz came through unblocked, and did a nice job of wrapping him up right at the 5-yard line.
Jacob Robinson, Jawan Gowan, along with Cale Dett, Thomas Stiltner, the guys up front. P.J. Daniels, Nick Kamer, Jacob Metz, and Donovan Sanders, the linebackers. The corners are Omar Dia and Tyrese Hudson. The safety is Andy Schultz and Aiden Aiello. Yes, another Aiello. So second down and goal from the 5. No gain. In fact, they lost the length of the football on the play. One wide to the top, two to the bottom. A wing to the top. Handoff goes to the lone running back. That's Jones.
As Pumble, he breaks the play, Pumble. The ball's free at the 1-yard line, and they're going to do a touchdown.
Reedy recovered the football, but they're going to call him a touchdown.
Bishop Reedy along the sidelines with their hands up in the air saying, what happened? We got the ball, but The Rough Riders have the touchdown, so it's 6-0 now.
I think they're going to rule that he crossed the plane in midair with the football and then fumbled as he went to the ground.
Mason Cordetti was 4-of-4 on extra points to attempt his first kick here for the 7th point. High snap. The kick is up. Not stylistic, but it will count. It's now 7-0. We'll take a break and remind you that this is the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM820.
Hi, my name is Vince DeAndrea. I'm a sales manager at Miracle Motor Mart. I'm inviting you to come out and take a look at the awesome low-mileage vehicles at either of our two locations. We have around 400 cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. We have great prices and a friendly sales team whose number one goal is to put you and your family into a vehicle that you're going to love for years. Visit our website today at MiracleMotorMart.com.
Guys, it only took 17 seconds for Hartley to strike. Miles Fleming with a touchdown run. The Hawks lead Wheelersburg 7-0. In Dublin Jerome's quarterback, Ryan Miller, with a keeper. They lead DeSales 7-0 early on.
Ryan, thank you very much. Here it's 7-0 in favor of West Jefferson. That was an 8-play, 85-yard drive. Jones took it the rest of the way for a touchdown and gives them the early lead in this contest, 7-0. Gabe Jones last week, 9 carries, 92 yards, 2 touchdowns on the ground, and 1 via the air, a 44-yard reception. And once again, it's time for Mason Cordetti to boot it. And there it goes, high and not that deep. And a fair catch is called for and taken at the 29-yard line by the Silver Knights in the person of Jacob Metz. Second possession now for Bishop Reedy. And, Larry, what are you looking for?
Well, they got to get Jack Foley on track here. He's going to have to run the ball vertically because I don't think he's going to be able to go outside right now. They're going to have to punch him inside, get vertical before he bounces it. That's where he's most dangerous, is when he starts inside and bounces. But until they establish inside, the bounce isn't going to be there.
Joel Cutler, the head coach, first year this time around, had been around for 2 years earlier with Reedy, then spent 5 years at Upper Arlington. He's got two guys wide at the top. Stepping off the line now is Tyrese Hudson, widest to that side of the field. A very strong look up front with nine guys. Handoff goes to Foley off the left side. He's got a gap. Backs his way across the 35, and Jack is up to the 37, maybe the 38. So we'll set up a second down, and let's call it two from right at the 38-yard line.
That time, Josh Baum and Cale Dent just pancaked their guys. Great, great blocking by the offensive front.
Baum, 6 feet, 255, and a senior. Cale Dent is wearing blue tonight, so he'll wear number 73, Larry. He's got 72 in white and 73 in blue. Second and two, far hash, left to right from the 38-yard line. Arm back to throw, looking long downfield, and
got him.
Caught him in stride. 15, 10, 5, and bombs it downfield. Touchdown counted for Tyrese Hudson, and he'll take the touchdown some 62 yards. And with about 6:31 left to go in the first quarter, it's 7-6, and we heard of the arm of Darius Parham, and we saw it that time. 11 of 13 passing last week. Talk about accuracy. And boy, that thing was a pass of beauty on that play for the touchdown.
He just hung it out as far as he could throw it, and it was probably close to 40, 50 yards in the air, and it just dropped in like a rainbow. Perfect, right in stride.
Extra point time for A.J. Craddock. This year, 3 of 3, also 1 of 1 on field goals. Snap, kick, it is up, and we are tied at 7. A rapid response by the Silver Knights, who get on their horse and go. And with that being said, we'll take a break. About 30 seconds on the CCL Game of the Week on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM820.
It's time to experience the new look of Lincoln at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus. Like the all-new 2020 Lincoln Aviator, the luxurious midsize SUV with seating for 7. Or the new Lincoln Navigator with spacious second and third row seating, 450 horsepower engine, and state-of-the-art technology. And at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus, we believe there's no greater luxury than your time. That's why every new Lincoln comes with complimentary pickup and delivery for all service. Experience Lincoln for yourself. Bob Boyd Lincoln, I-270 and Sawmill Road, or at LincolnofColumbus.com.
Guys, one of the big games in the area tonight is Dublin Kaufman hosting Gahanna, and the Lions have jumped out to an early 7-0 lead. Also, a surprise early, Grove City has a 7-0 lead over Westerville Central.
Hello. Hey, how about your Greyhounds?
Especially after what happened with Central last week. They had easy sailing in week number one. We'll see what happens in that one. It's early, though. And here we're tied at 7 apiece. 6:01 officially left to go in this contest. And AJ Craddock to boot it. Young man who likes any computer class. Glad to have you aboard on AMA 20 and on StGabrielRadio.com. Remember, we are wherever you are. And a return up across the 20 to the 25 and maybe to the 27-yard line. So return of about 11 yards on the play. And that's where the Rough Riders will take over first and 10 after the return on the play. And the person is Carson Smith. So first and 10. Mark the ball at the 27-yard line. Again, this is near hash, so the wide side is to the top of your radio dial or your computer screen or your phone.
And you actually have a better chance of seeing the numbers now.
Why is that?
Because they're closer to you.
I don't think it's going to matter.
Maybe it's your eyeballs.
Could be.
You put in the 100-watt bulbs. You got those 40-watters working.
This from my grandfather. Handoff, first down play. Big gap right up the middle, 30, 35,
good.
40.
Good night, Irene.
And going down the sidelines. Look out, it is Jones again. Jones in, and he's scoring. He's going to take it the distance just like that on the first play. Some 73 yards for the touchdown. You want to talk about a rapid answer. Now you can see why this guy was the player of the year in the conference. Gabe Jones, 5'11", 170, made it look easy. He's got to be near the century mark already on just a couple of runs. Young man who likes English, fishing, basketball, baseball, and hanging out with friends and hanging out around the goal line as his team now takes the lead 13-7 in this one.
I like that fishing. They have that class, fishing class. That's awesome.
You know, they do in northern Ohio.
They try to hook you.
Fishing clubs, too. Cordetti for the extra point. Snap, kick. It is up. And it's no good. He missed it. Wide right. With 5:44 left to go in the first quarter. So we stand at 13-7. No, if you're Bishop Reedy, you got excited, you would think you'd be pumped up defensively, you make the big play, you get the touchdown, and then bam, just like that, Jones breaks the first wave of defenders, takes it outside, and outruns everybody.
Well, the problem is you still have to do your job. You can be excited all you want, but it's just a basic gap responsibility, and West Jeff got a nice kick out on the edge, and there was a crease, and down the sideline he went, and he's got some speed.
Be sure to stick around for the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show presented by thisweeksports.com and Able Roofing. Join Lee Cochran and Ryan Baker as they bring you all the scores and all the highlights from all the games all the way home right after the contest. So check that out. That is the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show, and that is presented by thisweeksports.com and Able Roofing. Seven carries now for Jones, and indeed, he's over the century mark with what? About five-plus minutes left to go. He's got 110 yards rushing in this contest already.
Well, that might be part of the Reedy plan. If you wear him out by halftime, he might not be good in the second half.
Tell you what you make him do. You make him climb the stairs twice here.
Oh, listen, I've been up and down these things four times tonight. I'm done.
I have a quote from Larry after the second time. It goes like this. Pudding. Here we go. Cordetti with the kick up 13-7. It is high. It is short. And it's going to bounce at the 17. They thought it might trickle out of bounds, but it stays inbounds. And here come the Silver Knights. And they try to cut it across field. And Dia gets it up to about the 15-yard line. And that is it. So first and 85 now for the Silver Knights. As we're just over 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Now we've seen what Foley can do. We've seen Parham with his arm. We've seen Hudson in the open field. Yep. We've seen Sanders making some good plays as well, too. So first and 10 for the 15. The ball almost smack dab in the middle of the field. Again, the Silver Knights going left to right. The wind to start this contest, not much of a factor at all. As we said, 5 miles an hour out of the north-northwest. And one thing we learned about that is that Darius Parham has an arm. This is a guy that's a point guard on the basketball team. And did not play football last year. Two wide to the bottom, two backs to either side of Parham in the backfield. A little crossbuck action. They hand it off to the first man through. Gets from the 15 to the 17. Jawan McGowan on the carry that time. Last week, 16 carries, good for 35 yards.
That just looked like a play to set up a play.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just looked like we want to put this in your memory bank, West Jeff, because we're going to run this option and then maybe step back and pass.
So second down and eight now from the 17-yard line. Again, the same look with two wide to the bottom and back to either side of Parham at quarterback.
Here comes the option.
Option's out and totally lost the football. Can he cover it?
West
it's back to the 11-yard line. The Rough Riders say they have it near the 10. We'll wait till they unsort the pile. I think they're going to keep it in the arms of Jack Foley and Bishop Reedy back at the 11-yard line. So they keep the ball. That's the good news. The bad news, now it's third down and 14.
Well, they ran the same play they ran before. They ran end over. They have an end over here. They've got the tight end and split end on the same side. No wide receiver on the other side. What happens then is the defense rolls the entire coverage into that area. So to the wide side, the shorts, to the wide side away from the strength. You got a lot of room to run out there.
So it's 3rd and 14. Hudson's going to go to the top of the set. Also going to that side of the field is P.J. Daniels. In fact, they go again with that triple stack, Larry, to the top. One back in the backfield, Foley. Parham's going to roll to his left, wants to throw. Looks, there's pressure, tries to turn the corner, and he's going to be whipped down right around the 10-yard line. Great pursuit laterally. You talked about the West Jeff speed to the outside. We've seen that on about four or five plays already here in the first quarter.
One of the things I can tell you about West Jeff football has probably been true for the last 50 years. They are incredibly disciplined. They do what they're coached to do. Now, they may or may not be better than you, but you know exactly what you're going to get from West Jeff. They are going to be well coached, and they're going to pursue the football properly.
Jones and Oberle go back deep to return the punt of A.J. Craddock. He's going to stand just inside his end zone, 1 yard deep now as he awaits the snap. About 3:34 left to go in the first quarter. 13-7, West Jeff on top. Snap is a good one. Pressure from the outside, and I'm not sure if they got part of that one or not. They may have it. Hits at the 27, trickles and takes a huge reedy roll across midfield down to around the 48-yard line, and there was a partial block on that, I believe, by the Rough Riders in the person of Dylan Lambert, the big defensive end who got a piece of that.
If he missed it, I don't know how he missed it, and the ball reacted as though it was tipped because it went end over end, and it just rolled forever.
It was a forward knuckleball. It was an Adam Simber toss.
I think the kick went about 8 yards, and the roll was about 30.
So first and 10 now for the Rough Riders from their own 47-yard line.
Well, Reedy better get that protection fixed because he came free right up the middle.
And it wasn't a heavy block either. It was just the two guys on the outside pinching towards the middle. Fisher's got him on the far hash going right to left. First and 10 from the 47-yard line. Knights need to make a stand defensively here.
Well, that's a big physical offensive line just pushing them around here.
Two to the bottom, one to the top. Backs from an eye this time on his first down.
Fumble.
Fisher lost the handle, but he falls on the back of the 44-yard line. So in his effort to hand it off to Jones, the trailback, he lost the handle, never had it cleanly from the snap. They're going to mark his progress to the 45, so he'll lose two on the play. It'll be second down and 12 from there. We're under 3 minutes left to go. How much I can tell you? 2:54 left in the quarter. Same look again from the Rough Riders. Carson Smith, who's a tight end, sometimes can play in a slot as well, too. Fisher from the gun, back to throw, looking. He's got all day, and now he gets pressured as he goes forward. And on the far hash, he gets brought down right around the 43-yard line.
It's
Stiltner.
Stiltner,
yep. Thomas, a guy that we saw touching the ball a few times in the past as a tight end.
Right?
Now a guy that's playing more of the line position on defense, defensive tackle. Last week, 4 solos, 1 assist, 2-year starter who likes history and
Fishing.
Very good.
All right.
Now, by the way, for West Jeff, you can say that for just about every guy.
For sure.
I mean, profiles.
Well, you get hooked on that stuff.
Lake Rough Rider, of course, is sweeping America, right? It is now 3rd down and 14 from back at their own 43-yard line. And a whistle. Let's see if the Rough Riders take a timeout. They didn't like something, so they will burn a timeout. We'll step aside for 30 seconds as well, too, on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Right now, 1 in 3 drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus can help you get to a better state because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From costs to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Reno Godfrey hits Jordan Johnson from 39 yards out, and DeSales has tied Dublin Jerome at 7. And Jacob Hoyne has thrown a touchdown pass to Davis Boone. Watterson leads Marion Locals 7-0.
Well, hello, Watterson, huh? 3rd and 14. What are you looking for from the Rough Riders here?
I think they're going to throw a pass to one of their running backs. I really think he was open on the last pass pattern. He came out here in the flats. He was kind of open. So if they were watching what I was watching, they might be able to sneak him out here again.
3rd and 14. 2 wide to the bottom again. A wing to that side. 1 wide to the top. Fisher looks left now across the middle. Guns it across the middle. Man wide open. 30, 25. Cuts it back. Gets down to the 20-yard line. Spin move.
down to the 15 and drags defenders all the way down to the 14-yard line.
They ran two to the outside, ran a seam route right down the middle, split the defense, hit him in stride.
And Oberle makes the catch, and a big gainer as Oberle's got it all the way down to the 14-yard line. Last week for Tyler, three catches, good for 65 yards and two touchdowns. 38 yards on the pass and run, first and 10 from the 14. Jones time. He's going to carry defenders. Boy, he is just tough to bring down. Larry, the first contact does nothing to him. He got hit at the 11, was able to drag defenders all the way down to the 7.
It just keeps powering forward. Well, he's got these big guys in front of him, okay? So they chip people off of him, and they never get a clean handle on him, and then he can just use his leg drive, and he did for about an extra 4 yards there.
Second and 2 from the 7-yard line. Fisher from the gun. Hands it off. Big gap right up the middle. Touchdown. Not touched until he got 2 yards into the end zone. Gabe Jones has another score and added to the board now. It's now 19-7 in favor of West Jeff.
Well, Reedy had a chance. They had him third and about 12 or so and gave up the big pass down the middle. And you just can't do that against this team. If they can run an end pass, you're just going to be in trouble all night long. So they're going to have to do something to shore up the run defense first and force Tyler Fisher to pass it.
Cordetti now for the 20th point here in the first quarter. Snap, kick, and again, not a whole lot of oomph on it, but that time it makes it through. And now it's 20-7 in favor of the squad from West Jefferson. All right, if you're Coach Cutler, what are you telling your squad right now down by two touchdowns?
Well, you're one touchdown down from being one touchdown down. I mean, what that means is you just have to take care of your side of the ball here. Take the football, go down, do what we do. Get some run blocking first so you're not in third and 13 or third and 14. And then do what you do. Play some offense for a while.
106 left to go in the first quarter. The thing is, the Silver Knights have a lot of weapons themselves.
Yep.
And I tell you what, I'm really surprised, by the way, that their starting quarterback, Darius Parham, has adjusted his offense. The problem is if you can't stop the other team, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, yep. Well, and Jack Foley has to get on track, too. I mean, he's had some good runs, but they haven't had the ball that much. It seems like West Jeff has had the ball far more than Reedy.
Dia and Hudson go back deep, Larry.
What's Reedy had it? Maybe 9 plays, 10 plays all night? Maybe, if that many, I don't know.
Cordetti's got it teed up again at the 40-yard line. For what is, his fourth kick in the first quarter with 106 left to go? It is high, again, not that deep. And D is going to take it from the 16. Omar up to the 25. And Omar spinning around, trying to get up to the 30-yard line, did a 360, and then just took one to the breadbasket after a return of 13 yards. And Silver Knights will get the ball again, this time down by two touchdowns. So Jones now with a 73-yard run and a 7-yard run. And also a 5-yard run. So
one of the things,
seven touchdowns already.
One of the things that usually hurts the West Jeff defense is a cutback. In other words, a designed run that's going to the A gap, let's say on the right side, and it cuts back to the A gap on the left side. An inside run, something goes vertical because they pursue so hard to the football that you can sometimes wrong gap them.
Marvin Sutton has checked into the game. We have one of the linemen who's being attended to, either his helmet or his right hand for the Silver Knights, down along the bench. First and 10, mark the ball officially from the 28-yard line. Parham wants to throw it. He's going to go long downfield. Throws
got
up.
Him.
He's got his man. Comes back over the outside shoulder after looking to the inside and pulls it down for a huge gainer for the Silver Knights inside the 40-yard line as Hudson makes the catch. Tyrese Hudson now with two huge catches for the Silver Knights, and they've got it first and 10 from the 39-yard line. We've seen the arm of Parham, and we've seen some soft spots in the secondary now for the Rough Riders.
Or if you're reading, you can just go back and throw the ball. Either one.
33 makes a 33-yard catch on the play, first and 10 from the 39.
Is that trips formation?
Seems appropriate after 3-3. Trips to the bottom of the set, this time tighter than we've normally seen. Foley gets the handoff going from left to right, trying to turn the corner. They just can't go outside. Great job by the defense to shut it down. That's Oberle again, the rover, who makes the hit back at the 40-yard line. So they'll lose one on the play. It'll be second down and 11 from there.
I don't know whether Reedy has a reverse off of that trips look, but if they do, there is not a single defender on the other half of the field.
27 seconds and ticking here in the first quarter. Parham looks at the wristband for the play.
Hudson gets the information. He goes to the top of the set. Joining him to that side is Andy Schultz. One wide to the bottom, a wing to the top as well, too, or an H-back, if you will. And Foley in the backfield. Parm from the gun. Foley to the right of him, near hash. And Parm's going to keep 40, 35, 30, cuts it outside. They try to undercut him. He spins away from two defenders and takes it all the way down inside the 22-yard line. That was a sweet run.
He gave him the old dead leg, we used to call it. I mean, they went after his inside leg as he was running down the sidelines there, and he just kind of hung it, and the defender missed. And he spun around and added another 8 or 9 yards after that.
So a nice gain, and a gain on the play of 18, and that will end the first quarter. All West Jeff early in this one as they lead by a count of 20-7 on the CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Jeff here from Custom Air. When Custom Air opened their doors in 1976, we began installing HVAC systems in custom homes for a local developer. As the company grew, Custom Air added commercial buildings along with home renovations, remodeling and replacement of HVAC units, and service of all makes and models, whether we installed them or not. And today, we still treat every home we service with the same pride and attention to detail. It's the way we do things. That's the Custom Air way. Custom Air, custom solutions, custom comfort.
It's Randy here with Dan Tolan, the owner of the Metal Roof Company. And Dan, you always have exciting news. I understand you're offering something new, right?
Randy, I've got something very exciting. We are offering stone-coated stamped steel roofing for all the folks that want the benefits of a metal roof, but with the look of a shingle.
And if your homeowners association is a little picky, this will fit the bill, right?
This is exactly what you need.
So give them a call, 614-721-ROOF, 614-721-ROOF, or hit the net at themetalroofcompany.com.
Guys, Jalen January has two touchdowns now for Hartley, and the Hawks lead Wheelersburg 22-0.
And Ryan, here it's 20-7 as we start the second quarter, but Reedy driving. They're down by 13. Foley, 4 carries, 11 yards. Jones for West Jeff, 9 carries, 124 yards and 3 touchdowns. They have 169 yards of total offense. Reedy has 140, and they'll keep it on the ground. Right up the gut they go, and Foley got it inside the 13, down around the 12. Foley's contention was he landed on a defender. His knee didn't hit the ground, so he got up and kept running.
Well, he actually did land on the defender, but he may have touched the ground.
So they're going to mark it down inside the 13-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 from there for the Silver Knights. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf, Kyle Kuhlman filling in for Scott Rex, and Greg Sivaldi. Glad to have you aboard here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio and stgabrielradio.com. Go online if you're going somewhere. Tight end readjusts to the top of the set. Foley gets the handoff around the right side, and that time was able to get a yard or two diagonally as he slanted outside of the top of your radio dial or computer and got it inside the 10-yard line down to around the 9.
He actually gained 4, almost 5 that time.
On the 8. Yep. Holy cow.
He had a good run there. It didn't look like much, but he slashed. That's what they have to do. They have to hit him quick because West Jeff, they will get off these blocks. You're not going to be able to block them for long. That's why the cutback works.
Parm glances down at the wristband again, too, checks the play, disseminates the information, and now it's McGowan along with Foley. McGowan to the left and Foley to the right in the backfield from the gun, too wide to the bottom. And a tight end to that side as well, too. Handoff goes to McGowan. He stood up right at the line of scrimmage. There's a guy that was just biting at his ankles as soon as he hit the 10-yard line.
Nobody was blocking anybody on that one. Well, maybe time for a good play-action pass here.
Tommy Fuller makes the hit on the play. The inside linebacker last week, one solo, one assist. Good with the reads. We saw it that time as he knocks down a gun for a loss of a couple on the play. Back to the 10-yard line. It's going to be third down and 8 from there. They have to get the ball just inside the 2-yard line for a first down as we played nearly 90 seconds of the second quarter. P.J. Daniels way wide to the bottom of the set. Also to that side goes Andy Schultz. Hudson to the top. We've got whistles. We've got flags. We've got a timeout, though.
Friendly flag.
So we're going to have a timeout instead. I think we were near the completion of the 42nd clock, so Reedy will take a timeout. We'll take a break as well, too. 27 the tally here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Beginning your college search? Continue your faith journey at Ohio Dominican University, Central Ohio's Catholic University. If you have a passion for serving others, at Ohio Dominican, you'll have the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others, like serving meals to neighbors down the street, tutoring children after school, or even helping to provide medical care and nourishment to villagers in Haiti. Whatever your passion is, you'll connect it with God's purpose for your life at Ohio Dominican University. Learn more at ohiodominican.edu.
Guys, Adam Booth has a touchdown run for Dublin Jerome, and they have taken a 14-7 lead over DeSales in that one. Pickerington Central, they're over in Indiana tonight. They're on the board with a 6-0 lead over Columbus East, and Darby has a 7-6 lead over Davidson.
Go, Darby.
Go, Hilliard. 10:24 left to go in the first half. Numbers after the first quarter. We told you West Jeff 169 total offense. Reedy 140. Silver Knights 25 rushing, 115 passing. They had one penalty for 15 yards. 8 first downs to 4. And Parham's going to roll and now tuck and now look again and correct his blocking and got undercut at the 10-yard line. Great job defensively as he tried to turn the corner and could not. And guess who it was? I think it was Mr. Jones who made the hit on the play.
Stopped by Jones.
So Jones starting at safety and also at running back, but he'll get arrested at times at safety because MJ Book will come in. But he makes the hit back at the 10-yard line, so no gain on the play. It's fourth down from there, 4th and 8, and Craddock is in to attempt, in essence, what is a 27-yard field goal near hash. More difficult or easier from this left side?
It depends on the kicker. Each kicker is a little different that way.
Low snap, plenty of leg. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Add 3 more to the board. And with just under 10 minutes left to go in the first half, it is now a 20-10 tally in this one. That being said, Larry, let's go back to the studios of AM 820 where Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran are standing by. And I know more scores happening right now. And, guys, you'll have a lot to talk about at halftime as well, will you not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Randy. All of the scores. Plus, it's kind of been a crazy week health-wise for football coaches and players here in Central Ohio. Actually had an injury tonight in the Bradley game that we're trying to get some more info on, so all kinds of stuff. And, of course, all of the scores and 2 games last night, a double dip on Thursday. Randy, you saw a good one with Walnut Ridge beating Watkins Memorial.
Yeah, good second half. The first half I was ready to leave, but the second half was a lot better. 20 penalties against Walnut Ridge, and a team that really, if they want to compete down the stretch, Ryan, they have to find a kicker. And a kicker that can kick for them full-time, because the guy that they have, Babacar, has some leg to him, but, you know, as a guy that's just starting the team 2 days ago as a soccer player. But there's a lot of talent when you look at some of those guys like Keon Magwood that they have on that team as well, too, and Jarrell Harrison. So they can be tough. And I think Watkins Memorial is a year away. They're average size, Larry, at Watkins in the line, 6'5 and 265.
Got to stop feeding these kids. My goodness.
Hello, Pataskala. Craddock has it teed up at the 40-yard line, and here we go. It is high, it is deep, and the return's going to start from the 5-yard line. Up across the 20, 25, and all the way up to the 30. So they'll bring it back some 20 yards. So Overly returns it some 20 yards. Now, Overly last week had a 61-yard kickoff return. Jones had a punt return for West Jeff in the playoffs last year for a touchdown, so they're dangerous on special teams as well. And they'll have it 1st and 10 with the ball touching the 30-yard line.
Reedy's defense needs to do something here. Either get a stop, 3 and out, or get a turnover. They need to change the field position here because West Jeff has been able to do whatever they've wanted to do.
9:32 left to go here in the first half.
I think we're going to see a lot of Mr. Jones here.
Go with 2 backs in the backfield. One of them is an H-back up tight. Fisher going to hand it off to Jones. And Jones going across the 40 up to the 45-yard line. Nice gain on the play. Hard to stop him when he gets into the open field.
Well, they're just so big up front, so what they do is they've got narrow splits, and so you can't get between them very easily, and they just get a push. If they all step with their left foot at one time and take that zone play, it's tough to stop.
Andy Schultz makes the hit on the play, but not until Jones has a first down at the 45-yard line. And they go with that H-back up front. That's Hahn is the H-back.
Same play.
Jones left side, 45. And to the short side, gets knocked out of bounds at around the 49-yard line. Omar Dia makes the stop as he pushes him out of bounds.
I think they got him out at the 48, but that's the same exact play. All he did that time was bounce it because the Reedy force player put his head in the hole and forced the ball to bounce outside. The problem with that is then your corner has to make the tackle, and he did.
Dia, cornerback at 5'10", 170, and a senior. Gain of 3 on the play, 2nd down and 7.
You have to start winning some of these one-on-one blocks. You have to defeat your guy. Forget the play, beat your guy.
Right now, Wes Jefferson's beating the Reedy guys.
One back in the backfield, the H-back near the line of scrimmage. It's going to be Jones again.
What a push.
What a first. 40, 35, wave bye-bye, 20, 15, 10, 5. And once again, Gabe Jones takes it in for his fourth touchdown, some 52 yards, and now it's 26 to 10, Wes Jeff. He's great with the ball in his hands, according to Coach Bishop. Quick and fast, great cutter, has become a great blocker, can play well on defense. He can be shifty, but didn't have to be on that run.
Listen, if you get a hole that big, you don't have to do a whole lot. Just turn on the jets and go, and that's all he did. That was just man-on-man up in the gut. They just dominated the line of scrimmage again.
Cordetti for the extra point. Snap, kick, it is up. And make it 27 to 10. Now, this Mount Everest that Reedy is trying to climb, every time they take about four steps, they fall back about five, Larry.
Well, they need to possess the football, first of all, and that keeps the ball out of the hands of West Jefferson. And their defense is going to have to make a play. But right now, West Jeff doesn't need to throw the football. They just want to throw the football. So you have to put them in a position where they need to throw the football, and that will allow you to come up with a play.
Kyle Coleman tells us that was a three-play, 70-yard drive. Took 32 seconds off the clock. Get this. Jones now, 12 carries. How many yards do you think?
I'm going to guess that was fast. I'm going to say 185.
194 and four touchdowns in this contest already here. And it's now 27 to 10. First team all district against Laughlin. TD runs of 9 and 32 in that 44-yard touchdown catch. And how do you stop a guy like that?
Well, you got to win at the line of scrimmage. You have to get guys with their tails in the air. And you're going to have to, it's almost a goal line surge where you can't get turned out. You have to stay in your gap. You know what I mean? You have to stay lower, right, and you just stay down, and he has to bounce, and you got to make him dance a little in the backfield and slow him down that way.
He's scored on runs of 5, 73, 7, and 52.
That's a shame.
If you're the other team, yeah. They swing their arms to get into rhythm here before the kickoff, and there's the boot. Didn't help, though, did it?
No.
From the 15-yard line across the 20-25 and bounced down at the 27-yard line. On the return, he gave about 12 as Hudson has it up to the 27 before he's pushed back and give it back now to the Silver Knights. Well, after maybe a slow start offensively for the Silver Knights, they have played really good offense in this first half.
Well, they're going to have to put some more points on the board, obviously. And Jack Foley's going to have to get on track here. He's had some pretty good runs.
First down, Reedy.
But they're going to get themselves in a position where they have to throw the ball constantly, and they do not want to do that.
First and 10, they're going to say forward progress was actually stopped at the 25, so make the return 10 yards. And first and 10 from the 25. And, ooh, a Rough Rider wall right there at the 25-yard line. And Schultz on the carry that time. And Andy thought he had a little gap when he got to the 24, and as soon as he got to the 25, the brick wall was there waiting for him. So he's going to fall forward, but actually they're going to put him right back at the line of scrimmage, so no gain on the play. Second down and 10.
You see this West Jazz defense, they do not get great penetration up the field. They get down the line of scrimmage, and there are no cutback lanes. They force you to run wide, and then they run you down with their speed. They're very, very well coached, and they have been for 50 years. Gene Keel. Going all the way back to Gene Keel. He started this mess.
Keen, and speaking of messes, we can go to Mets as well, too. We can go to Sines as well, too.
Sines, Mets, and now Bisher.
And now a timeout taken by the Silver Knights. They've earned their second as I go ahead and scribble and dribble again on Larry's sheet. They have one more remaining in the first half. Wes Jeff has two remaining in this first half. So now a big play here for the Silver Knights as they take a timeout. And you almost sense, too, Coach Cutler, this is a classroom on the field.
Mm-hmm.
At the same token that they're trying to win this game as well, too. But, guys, here's how we're going to try to handle this situation. And, you know, this is a team, too, in West Jeff. Personally, I'm going to say this. I think it's sad that they're leaving Central Ohio, because when you look at their schedule and who they play now, after they play Reedy this year, I mean, they're not playing teams from Central Ohio. With that league that they're in, they play the likes of Greenview, Southeastern Local, Mechanicsburg, Northeastern, West Liberty, Salem, Triad, and Fairbanks. Fairbanks is close. They're also going to play Madison Plains this year as well, too. But beyond that, no more contests with the Silver Knights, and I'm pretty sure that's by design. I think they're trying to find a league where they can be extremely competitive, he says in quotation marks, and kind of dominate.
Which is dominant. They want to be dominant, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Second out of 10. Parham's going to head it off. Foley cuts it inside 30, 35. Jack to the 40. Turns on the accelerator midfield and brought down from behind at the 47-yard line. Great cutback to the right by Foley to find the gap at the 31-yard line and takes it all the way down to the 48 officially of the Rough Riders.
That play started to the left. The pursuit was heading left, and he stuck his foot in the ground and cut it back to the right, and that's that misdirection. It's not designed that way, but that's what you have to do against great pursuing defenses.
Gain of 27 on the play. P.J. Daniels wide to the bottom of the set. Hudson to the top. The man in the slot as well, too. Foley in the backfield. Schultz in motion, bottom to top. Parham to keep, and he hit down at the 50-yard line. As he tried to make his cut toward the middle of the field, he slipped down. He lost his rotator foot, if you will. His right foot slipped down, and he's going to be 2 yards shy of the original line of scrimmage, so it'll be second down and 12 from there.
They need to stay out of these second and longs, obviously. They didn't want to do that. They faked the jet sweep to the high side or to the far side of the field, and he was going to get gobbled up. He wasn't going anywhere anyhow.
So second and 12 from midfield.
Trips.
Yep, they're going to put him to the top this time. Hudson is the middle guy. Close to the top. Parham rolling to his right, looking, gutting, has a man wide open, and he overthrew him. He came back to the football at the 47-yard line. There were two defenders on three guys to the far side of the field. P.J. Daniels was wide open.
Well, West Jeff looks like they do that often, but what they do is they'll run an underneath coverage man, an outside backer. They'll sprint him into the flat, so it looks like 3-over-2. But it ends up being 3-on-3. But they do not want to give up the edge on the rush defense.
On that play, Daniels was on an island. Nobody there.
Nobody
picked him up.
Nobody there.
So third and a dozen. Diaz going to go to the top. Hudson to the top of the formation. And Andy Schultz. Parham rolling. It's a throwback play. And can they smell it? They do. But it's still a nice completion. Inside the 40, down to the 39, and maybe the 38. Nice throwback to Cole Matthews that time. One defender had a shot at him, but a good block coming back. One of the offensive linemen for the Silver Knights, and they get the ball down to the 39-yard line, and they're going to say they're shy of the first down by 1 yard. It's going to be fourth and one. 6:44 and ticking here in the first half. Silver Knights trying to get the information. Parham's going to go to the sidelines, in fact. See if they try to draw him off at first, not rapidly, but they're now coming up the line of scrimmage. Back judge has not raised his hand yet, so we're still good. We're going to hand it off, and I don't know, McGowan's second effort. Not the first time, but the second time McGowan got the first down. He got hit at the 39-yard line, and a good time for Jawan to bounce off that defender and then find the gap inside the 38 to the 37.
Big first down for Reedy. Now they got to sustain this, put seven on the board, get this thing into a 10-point game, and hopefully get it to half without any more damage, or stop West Jeff and score again before the half.
Well,
that missed extra point, you know.
If it was a closer game, it would help. They could do what they did last week and have a quarter-long drive, remember?
Yeah, they started the game and didn't give the football up.
So first and 10, mark the ball from the Rough Rider 37-yard line. Again, a triad to the top, one back in the backfield. Parham rolling.
Got
him, right,
got him.
Does he lead him? Yes. Inside the 20, it's Hudson. And Tyrese knocked out of bounds inside the 11-yard line. They're going to mark him near the 10 for a nice catch and a first down with 5:57 left to go in the first half.
One of the things Reedy can do here, they had Tyrese in the slot. You can run a stop route on the outside and run him. They ran him on a wheel route that time, but you can run him on a corner route and get the same thing, and he'll have leverage on the safety.
Gain of 27. The ball is touching the 10, so it's first and goal from there.
The guys in the Reedy coaching box are doing their work.
Two wide to the bottom. No. Put a third guy to that side, but Parham's going to take the ball himself on the snap and take it off the right side inside the 7-yard line near the 6 on that first and goal play.
Tough sledding down there now. Got some big, big hombres in there for West Jeff.
By the way, by the year 2024, these jerseys will
are
be illegal that West Jeff is wearing. But you and I will be long gone by then.
I might be long gone after tonight.
My eyes are crossed. Second down and goal from the 7-yard line. Triple stack now, although one man moves out of it.
Eric Jack right
to
oh.
And they go into the end zone, and Hudson! Great closing speed by Tyrese.
Here's
to make the catch.
Route.
It looked on the corner route like the ball was overthrown, but then you saw the closing speed of Tyrese Hudson, who makes the catch for the touchdown, and it's now 27-16. And Hudson now four catches, good for 129 yards.
They got the same result that I was talking about earlier. They had him stacked in that triple stack, and all they did was run one guy to the inside, and they just ran him to the corner. He's going to be wide open. The safety can't get over.
Extra point time now for A.J. Craddock.
snap. Ooh. Kick. It is a low line drive up here, but it's still good. Again, not pretty, but it counts. And with 5:15 left to go, is now 27-17. Coming up at halftime on the highlighter, I will talk to the aforementioned Jack Foley and get his take on education and athletics and how they interrelate with his religion at Bishop Reedy High School. And Lee and Ryan have all the scores and highlights from all the other games. And speaking of which, Ryan, anything else to tease us with, sir?
I don't know about teasing right now, Randy, but we do have a couple scores coming in. Quintel Quinn with a 55-yard touchdown run to Sales, and Jerome knotted up at 14. St. Charles and Eastmore, they are also tied at 7. And Jacob Hoyne with a 78-yard touchdown pass, his second of the game, 14-0. Watterson is leading Marion Local. Also, Hartley just scored again, 28-zip over Wheelersburg.
When Ryan and I put the schedule together, we built it a CCL against the world, because you look at some of the teams these schools are playing this year, and early on, the CCL is holding their ground.
Well, I mean, Marion Local, I mean, that's a D5 school, I think, D4, D5, out there in the MAC. They can play anybody. It's like playing, are they D6? My goodness. So, they're a powerhouse.
Oberle and Jones back deep. Goes to the far side, and Oberle's got it at the 9. All the way across field to the 10-yard line. Gets away from two defenders, but has absolutely no blocking. He's brought down at the 14-yard line. So a lateral run for 5 yards as Aiello makes the hit on the play. Now, Parham throwing the ball 6 of 8 for 160 yards passing so far in this first half. So he has been spot on in the first two games. And for the Rough Riders, another chance to score again. They're going to mark the ball actually at the 13-yard line near hash going left to right to start this next drive. Just over 5 minutes left.
One of the things on that touchdown pass is they had a high low. They had Jack Foley open in the flats as well, so they had two receivers on one defender. There's no chance. They're going to have to stop this running attack.
Fisher from the gun. Jones has got it. And the one thing I noticed that time, it's second time I've noticed that, Jones leaves early. He leans forward a little bit, didn't get called for it, got up to near the 29-yard line. He anticipated a snap count.
He doesn't need to start.
No, he doesn't.
Because I'll tell you what.
He start tomorrow and still get a nice
you're
game.
You're darn right you can. He is a good-looking running back.
Gets it up to the 28-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 from there. Two wide to the top, one to the bottom, a wing to that side, two, and one back in the backfield. That's Jones. He gets it again and brought down. That was McGowan, who's playing defensive tackle, who made the hit, knocked him down after a gain of two on the play. One of their better defensive stands. So let's see what they can do defensively on a second down and 8 play. 4:40 left to go in the first half.
That time, big Josh Hahn, 6'2", 250-pound left tackle, stepped underneath. So they put Corey Hart, the left guard, he blocked out, and they stepped underneath the little fold block, and they ran right into a defender. But that's a lot. 250 pounds coming up through the inside. That'll hurt you.
Didn't Corey Hart wear his sunglasses at night? Second down and 8. Two to the top, one to the bottom, and a wing to that side. Jones again, big gap, and then closes rapidly. Good job to get him high and low at the 34-yard line.
This is a big play right here.
And as they unsort the pile, big number 27 for the Silver Knights making the hit on the play, Connor Moore. Moore's going to be a guy that's going to see a lot of time in future years as linebacker and probably as a running back as well, too. So mark the ball at the 35. It is 3rd and 3 as we're under 4. 3:53 left to go here in the first half. 27-17 West Jeff. And they want to throw a little middle screen, and they've got the first down, 40-45. This is the play that Jones scored the touchdown on against last week against Lachman, where he went 44 yards. This time he's going to get it up to the 49-yard line of the Rough Riders and move the sticks again.
Well, you know they sent Jones out into the flat. Now, they didn't send him out there without bringing somebody back inside, and that's exactly what they ran, the tunnel screen inside. Little pitch and catch, 8 or 9 yard pass to the outside. Good play.
Hahn is the H-backer, this time wing to the top of the formation. Jones alone back behind Fisher. Fisher, by the way, just a sophomore. Jones has got it again across midfield. Boy, is he a workhorse or what? Down to the 40-yard line. He pushes defenders away and gets another first down. Picks up about 11 on the play all the way down to the Silver Knight 40-yard line.
Well, West Jeff has two wide receivers way out of the formation. The ball's on the right hash, and they're above the left hash, and it's taking three Reedy defenders out of the box.
You mentioned Jones over 200 yards rushing already here in this first half. We approach 3 minutes left to go. Now 258, 257, 256. Silver Knights readjust their defense, flopping sides. And the Rough Riders still peering to the sidelines to get the information.
We don't have the 40-second clock, so we don't know exactly how much time we have.
Back judge just raised his hand. Jones runs into his own blockers, cuts it outside, and gets it inside the 35, and just glides to the 33-yard line. It's hard to describe a guy that can glide with his speed and his strength, but that's what he did that time to the outside.
Well, he's totally under control. His feet are underneath him at all times, and so he can move laterally as well as moving forward and even backwards if he has to make a bend. That play was designed to go off guard, and it went outside the end.
Gain of 7, 2nd and 3 from the 33 of the Silver Knights, too wide to the bottom. Overly wants to know what the play is. Now he gets the information. He's got a teammate to that side and one to the top. And this time the handoff, nice gap between tackles and all the way down inside the 20-yard line. Because that time on the carry for West Jefferson is Gavin Freibarger. Freibarger saw some time last week. 6 carries, 56 yards, and a touchdown. Also had a 6-yard touchdown run for that score last week. Great vision, cuts well. He'll probably get 5 to 10 carries per contest as well, too, according to head coach Sean Bisher. In year number 18, before that, 3 years as an assistant at Westfall, 1 at Chillicothe, 3 years at Oak Hill, 2 years at Wellston. He's 45 years of age, a mark of 135 and 63, and he's the dean of students at West Jeff. Freibarger again to the 15, to the 14, to the 13, and falls forward to the 12.
West Jeff continues to step the left guard out, step the left tackle underneath, and it creates a tremendous running seam. You know, Reedy's trying to put a guy inside the left tackle to kind of bolster the inside run defense and force the ball to bounce, but they're just turning him out and running up inside anyhow.
Boy, they're just evaporating that clock at a beautiful pace. 1:09 left to go in the first half. It's second down
plenty
and a short four.
Plenty of time here. Although they don't have a field goal kicker that looks like he can kick much farther than this.
Fisher going to hand it off again. Big gap off the left side. Touchdown. Inside the 10, inside the 5, and Freibarger takes it in for the touchdown. With 51 seconds left to go in the first half. You get out the abacus right now because the numbers are getting larger and larger. 33-17. Freibarger now with 8 touches on the season and 2 touchdowns.
This has been a very dominant performance by West Jefferson.
Snap, kick, it is up and slides through. 34-17, the Silver Knights have been doubled here in the first half. They'll get it back with 51 seconds. If there's any solace in all this, you know that the Silver Knights can strike deep. You would think the Rough Riders would know that as well, too. But then Bishop Reedy will get the ball to start the second half as well.
They're going to need the ball to start the second half because they've got to put some points on the board in a hurry. They've got to figure out a defense, however, that can stop this running attack.
Strengthen yourself from the inside. Listen to AM 820 on your morning commute this week right here on AM 820. And remember, too, be sure to download the St. Gabriel Radio app. The app includes archives of all of our local programs, including tonight's Game of the Week. StGabrielRadio.com. You can listen to the games live there as well, too. And hopefully you are listening throughout North America and elsewhere as well, too. And people listening and watching my game last night in Hungary.
I was hungry last night, too.
There
I went out to the fridge, got some stuff. It worked out great.
Thank you very much. Did you have turkey with grease?
That'd be cannibalism for me, so
okay.
I stay away from turkey.
No french fries?
Wow.
I feel like we're doing a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Ibbity, ibbity.
Thank you. Cordetti's got it teed up at the 40-yard line. So far, they've held Bishop Reedy in check on the kick returns, and believe me, the Silver Knights have had their opportunities to return kicks in this contest.
Was this number 6?
Yeah, Dia and Hudson are back deep. 51 ticks left to go, and it'll be Hudson for the 14. Tyrese to the 20. Now cuts it back outside 25 and backs his way up across the 28-yard line. I'm going to say this, and I know you'll say something about it, but except for a penalty a little early on, we haven't had many flags here in this contest.
Why do you talk? You know what? The guy's throwing a perfect game. Why don't you mention that, too?
Okay.
He's got a no-hitter going. I ought to just take you out back and just beat you with a stick.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be able to find me either. By the way, we're approaching the top of the hour. You are listening to WBSG Columbus St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. The man threatening violence is Larry Wolf. I'm the pacifist, Randy Reinhart. Glad to have you aboard. First and 10
now. I'm going to beat you in the name of Jesus is what I'm going to do because you had 20 penalties last night on one team.
From the 28-yard line. Foley gets the handoff, gets across the 30 up to the 32-yard line. So no sense of urgency on that play. So pick up four. And everybody's taking their time unsorting this pile. If you're the Silver Knights, do you try a quick strike here?
Maybe. I mean, you're going to punt the ball anyhow if he gets the fourth down. I think you're just going to take the clock and go down.
And a whistle and a timeout going to be taken.
Zach Hahn is... For Wes Jefferson was on the bottom of that pile. He's all right, but he was the guy that was injured. That's why they stopped the play.
Yeah, number seven now heading off the field. So that was an official's timeout to momentarily stop the clock. With 25 ticks left to go in the first half. Ball resting at the 33-yard line. And our official, our referee, Paul Baltazer, saying, let's go. The clock is cranking. If you want to run another play, Foley back in there. And they're going to go with 1-2-3 to the top. Diaz to that side. Hudson to that side also. Andy Schultz. Parr going to hand it off to Foley, who dances and gets up to the 35-yard line. And that'll probably do it for the first half. So 17 points is impressive for Bishop Reedy. But you look at the other side at 34. That's hard for the Silver Knights to deal with at halftime. But if you're Coach Cutler, you got to say something to these guys.
Well, that's depressing if you're the Reedy defense because they didn't think they'd give up 34. One of the things you can do, and you know, most defenses, you have a guy shaded on the outside, shaded on the inside. You always have a gap control. You can line them head up and stun them. And sometimes it slows down the offensive line. But there's not a whole lot you can do when they're 300 pounds across. And they line up foot to foot, and they're just coming at you.
Now, West Jeff is still huddling and having their conversation on the field. Now they break the huddle. And, again, we can't start halftime, in theory, in that clock of 23 minutes until they leave the field.
We can start halftime anytime we want.
Well, that's because you brought dessert.
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
With that being said, coming up here at halftime on the highlighter, I will talk to Jack Foley, the outstanding running back from Bishop Reedy. Got a chance to talk to Jack about his education, athletics, and religion, and how God has an important role in his life. All that and more coming up at halftime, plus Ryan and Lee with all the scores. And don't forget, stick around after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by thisweeksports.com and Able Roofing with Lee and Ryan as they bring you all the scores and highlights from all the games and interviews with the coaches on the way home after the contest. 34-17 here at the break. When we come back, I'll talk with Jack Foley on the CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.